You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis has appealed to the leaders of the world economy not to forget the poor. The Pope's cry for justice and integral development came in a message to the participants of the annual World Economic Forum taking place in Davos, Switzerland. Present among the over 2,500 participants for the three-day event are over 1,000 chief executives or company chairs and more than 40 world leaders. The refugee crisis, climate change, and rising interest rates are foreseen to be among the main themes. The Pope addressed his message to the executive president of the WEF, Professor Klaus Schwab. "Your primary challenge," the Pope said to the movers and shakers of global economy today, "is to seek to help those poorer than yourselves to attain dignified living conditions, particularly through the development of their human, cultural, economic, and social potential." Emphasizing the fact that we must never allow the culture of prosperity to deaden us, make us incapable of feeling compassion at the outcry of the poor, he pointed out that weeping for other people's pain does not only mean sharing in their sufferings, but also, and above all, realizing that our own actions are a cause of injustice and inequality. In no uncertain terms, Pope Francis tells business leaders to open their eyes, see the misery of the world, the wounds of our brothers and sisters who are denied their dignity, and to recognize that we are compelled to heed their cry for help. And quoting from the Bull of Vindiction of the Jubilee Year of Mercy, he said, "May their cry become our own, and together may we break down the barriers of indifference that too often reign supreme and mask our hypocrisy and egoism." In his message, dotted with quotations from encyclicals and other church teachings, Pope Francis also mentions the profound and epical changes we are challenged to face today. And he urged leaders to make sure the coming fourth industrial revolution, which he said is the result of robotics and scientific and technological innovations, does not lead to the destruction of the human person to be replaced by a soulless machine, or to the transformation of our planet into an empty garden for the enjoyment of a chosen few. On the contrary, he concluded, the present moment offers us a precious opportunity to guide and govern the processes now underway and to build inclusive societies based on respect for human dignity, tolerance, compassion, and mercy. I'm Linda Bordoni.